Hello, and welcome to I'm Sick, Not Crazy, the podcast that helps you to take control of your own health and healing. My name is Jennifer James, and I'm a licensed and practicing psychotherapist here to talk about becoming your healthiest self, both physically and psychologically. Hello, and welcome back to I'm Sick, Not Crazy with Jennifer James, marriage and family therapist. This week, I want to talk about something that I'm really quite passionate about, which is the idea of the trait of being a highly sensitive person, or an HSP. So this is coming up for me this week because this past week on Thursday, my supervisor gave me a call and he gave me some quite unwelcome news. He said that a decision was made to remove me from leading the intensive outpatient group, or IOP, that I've been leading for the past 5 years. This group is specifically designed to support people that are going through an acute phase of a psychiatric illness, and it's to keep them from going to the hospital, or it's a step down after going to the hospital. So my job is to create a safe place for them to talk about their suicidality, their depression, their anxiety, their mania, sometimes even some psychosis. So many people would run screaming from a job like this, but it's often the brightest part of my day. And somehow running that group brings out the best that I have to offer. And I become a psychotherapist that is just full of empathy and compassion for these people that are going through the darkest hours of their lives. So my boss, he says to me that I'm not being removed because I've done anything wrong, but it was a business decision and he's giving me all these metrics and numbers. I don't care about them at all. And as he's talking, I'm just tuning him out because I can't deal with hearing any more business justifications for why he's taking away this group that I just absolutely love doing. So I tried to ask him a couple of questions, tried to advocate for myself, but my voice was just super shaky. And I knew that he knew that I was crying. And so I just gave up because it was just humiliating. And inside, I was just cursing my sensitive nature. And I wonder how people go through disappointments like this without crying. I know that they do. But no matter how much deep breathing I do, no matter what I think about, I still end up in a puddle of humiliating sobs, and then the humiliation just makes me cry harder. Hopefully there are some of you out there that identify with this problem. So for most of my life, this tendency towards overwhelm led me to believe that there was something quite wrong with me. And unfortunately, other people tended to support this belief and reinforce it. My ex-husband used to tell me to stop being so sensitive on a daily basis, hence the ex status. And when I got into some trouble at a previous job and I couldn't seem to do anything to repair my reputation, my tears just convinced my boss that I was weak. But I'm not. I'm not weak. In fact, I'm one of the strongest people that I know, and I've survived some horrific traumas relatively unscathed because of my ability to persevere through difficult journeys toward a desired goal. And I have a strong ability to sublimate my own terrible experiences into increased compassion, into projects like what I'm doing here with this podcast and with my accompanying blog. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. And telling me to stop being so sensitive is like telling me to stop being a human being. I just can't do it. Because what I have is a trait, which is called being a highly sensitive person, or an HSP. HSPs make up 20% of the population, and their nervous systems are wired to just be more sensitive. HSPs are split evenly by gender, 50% male and 50% female. and their existence is supported by science. And while the majority of highly sensitive people are introverted, 30% of HSPs are extroverts. I want to be really clear that this is not a psychological diagnosis. This is not a disorder. This is a genetic trait, just like having brown hair or blue eyes. HSPs are present in most mammalian species, and they're in the world for a purpose, which I'll discuss some more below. So I discovered my trait and what being a highly sensitive person meant about 3 years ago when one of my clients told me that she was reading Dr. Elaine Aaron's book, The Highly Sensitive Person. And the name of the book just shook me inside. I knew that it pertained to me. It just resonated. And I had to read it. When I did, I devoured every word, feeling understood for possibly the first time in my life. I thought, gosh, why didn't anybody tell me this? It would have made all the difference in the world if I had just known that this is the way that I'm wired. I could have stopped trying to be something I'm not years ago. And since then, I've made it my business to educate people about highly sensitive people whenever I get the chance. So Dr. Elaine Aaron offers the DOES acronym to describe the traits of HSPs. So it's DOES for DOES. D means depth of processing. O means overstimulation. E means emotional reactivity and empathy. And S stands for sensing of the subtle. It was only quite recently that I realized that my depth of processing is above average and my mind is much busier than most people's. After interactions where I feel I did poorly with others, I'll often go home and pick the conversation apart, trying to figure out where I went wrong. And when I have a problem to solve, my brain will dissect it for days, and sometimes nights too, keeping me awake until I find the answer. One of my favorites in life is learning something new, and I'm great at putting in the time and the thought. And recently, I've been learning piano, I've been learning Spanish, learning how to blog and podcast. Obviously, that is still definitely a work in progress. And these are great hobbies for me because they're done quietly in private and they call for deep thinking and practice, which are things that I'm excellent at. Crowds can be a real problem for me because of the highly sensitive person tendency towards overwhelm. I love concerts, but I need quiet time before and after, and I can't stand general admission concerts. I need my own chair, and I need my own space to keep myself from panicking and leaving. My workload has to be kept at a manageable level, and I have to take excellent care of my body, mind, and spirit in order to keep myself from burning out. Events where I meet large groups of people that I don't know for the first time can have me hiding in a corner, overwhelmed by the number of people, the noise, and my own internal sense of not fitting in as easily as other people seem to do. I feel sadness, I feel joy, hope, and fear at a more visceral level than non-HSPs, and I love with a depth that is often frightening to my beloved. Disappointment, frustration, anger, and joy all make me cry. The emotional reactivity of my HSP nature is both a curse and a blessing. Feeling the difficult emotions deeply is the downside, but the intense love and joy I get to experience make it all worth it, and empathy is my superpower. I had to learn how to shield the integrity of my own heart, but now that I know how, I can feel the emotions of those around me with incredible accuracy, which is definitely a useful trait for a psychotherapist. Panel interviews are a nightmare for me due to the HSP trait of sensing the subtle. I'll get completely overwhelmed reading the subtle body postures and facial expressions of the multiple people who are judging me, and my anxiety just soars, leaving me tongue-tied. I'm not good at getting people to believe I'm good at what I do, but if they give me a chance, I hit home runs over and over. On the upside of the sensing subtleties trait, I notice details that often others overlook, and I'm great at solving puzzles and finding creative solutions. Now that I know these things about myself, I can build in protections, like giving myself time alone to recuperate after being around a lot of people, making sure that I get a lot of rest and enough to eat. I give myself grace when I'm not able to handle disappointment and hurt as coolly as other people can. It's okay, I tell myself. The world isn't in Technicolor for them like it is for me. The biggest blessing is that I allow myself to be authentic in a way that I never have before. And that's opened up a whole new world of possibilities, such as writing a blog and recording this podcast, so that I can share my true experience of the world with you. Dr. Elaine Aron explains that the world has gotten more difficult for HSPs as history has moved forward. There used to be two classes of people, the warrior kings and the priestly advisors. Both were equally respected. While the warrior kings actively ruled and waged wars, the priestly advisors researched, wrote, gave valuable advice to the warrior kings, and created works of art. Over time, though, the warrior kings stopped listening to the priestly advisors and made policies that hadn't gone through the deeply processing, subtle minds of HSPs. And I believe the world is poorer for it. Now HSPs are told to stop being so sensitive and to stop thinking so much. They're pressured to be like the warrior kings who think that something is wrong with the quiet thoughtfulness of HSPs. I'm here to tell you that there is nothing wrong with us. The world would be a poorer place without the greatness of HSPs such as Leonardo da Vinci, St. Thomas Aquinas, Mother Teresa, and Gandhi. When given the space and time, we HSPs can create peace, healing, and great art. If you're relating to the HSP traits as much as I do, please stop trying to force yourself to be a warrior king. It won't work, and you'll end up hating yourself. Settle in to being an HSP, and it will open a whole new world for you of beauty, deep thought, and strong emotion. Allow your creativity to spill out into the world, and forgive yourself for the times when your emotions overwhelm you. If you love an HSP, don't shame them for traits that they can't help. Love them for the full depth of their priestly advisor selves, and they will blossom like well-cared-for roses in the garden. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you for listening to this week's I'm Sick, Not Crazy podcast with myself, Jennifer James, MFT. Please remember that this podcast is educational in nature and that it's not intended to substitute for medical or psychological advice. To learn more about my work, to share podcast topic ideas, or to book me for speaking engagements or interviews, please visit my website at jenniferjames-author.com and choose the contact link. If you would like to support my work financially, you can find me at patreon.com/jenniferjamesmft. Thank you, and remember that you can take control of your own health.